My guest at this time is Stephanie Dosti. She and her children will be profiled during the National Memorial Day concert on PBS on the Sunday before Memorial Day. We wanted to talk to her about her experience and specifically her family's involvement with Gold Star Children. And Stephanie, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, obviously, anyone who knows about the military knows Gold Star means you've suffered a tragic loss in your family, and that was your husband. Explain his service to our country, where he was serving, and what happened.
My husband was Sergeant First Class Sean Dosti. He'd been in the military for 14 and a half years. We were currently stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, when he deployed to Iraq. He was killed in Baghdad December 30th, 2005.
And how old were your kids at that time?
At the time, my daughter was 5 and my son was 8.
Obviously, that has to just completely shatter your world and theirs. Talk about what that was like and how you eventually connected and decided to try and relate to other Gold Star families.
Of course, it was devastating. Your whole family dynamic changes. And the first, say, 3 years were pretty rough. It took a lot of adjusting. Of course, as a military family, we were used to him being deployed or in training somewhere. So we were used to him being gone quite a bit. And for a long time, it felt like he was still on a deployment or he was away at training. And it took a few years to understand, to really comprehend that he wasn't coming home at all. So that was a huge adjustment for us. And, you know, we have spent, you know, the last years, you know, trying to put everything back together and beginning to be a family of three instead of a family of four. And we take it one day at a time. Still to this day, we take it one day at a time. And I think that's the best way to get through something like this is to surround yourself with wonderful people and have a good support system and take it one day at a time.
So tell us a little bit about American Gold Star Children. How long has it been around? How did you get connected with it?
Of course, before Sean was killed, I didn't even know myself, even as a military wife, what a Gold Star was. And all of a sudden, I became a Gold Star wife, and my children became Gold Star children. It's been around for years. I don't really know when the inception of it was, but it's something that we've been trying to bring to the attention of many people because, like, I mean, there are a lot of people who don't know what a Gold Star is. I mean, still now, even some people in the military don't know what a Gold Star is. And so we're trying to bring awareness as to what a Gold Star family is, what Gold Star children are, and, you know, highlight these Gold Star children. It's an honor to have them, you know, represented this year at this concert.
How did you get picked for the concert, and how does it feel for you and the kids to be so prominently featured in such a major event?
There were a number of children who were interviewed over the duration of a couple months, and they were looking for one Gold Star child to highlight. My children had the opportunity to speak and with these interviewers, and they just happened to want both of them. And you know, it's an honor. We like to have our hero remembered. The only thing harder than losing your hero is feeling like they have been forgotten. To us, this is a wonderful way to honor Sean. And we're very blessed that they were picked, and we're really looking forward to, you know, sharing our story with the nation.
We're talking with Stephanie Dosti. She's with American Gold Star Children. And Stephanie, you obviously told us a moment ago about what it meant to your family in your time of grief to have those who have been through similar tragic events to come alongside you. What opportunities have you had in the intervening years to come alongside others who have lost their loved ones, and what has that meant to you?
We participated in quite a bit of things. We started with the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors. We started with their national seminar every year that's held over Memorial Day in Washington, D.C. We started out with them in 2007, and we've gradually, you know, added more and more camps and get-togethers with other Gold Star families, and it's nice to get together with another Gold Star family because they know what you've been through. They felt the same pain that you felt. It's especially good for the children because the children, you know, when they're in their regular schools with other kids whose parents are still deployed or maybe here on active duty, when they meet another Gold Star child, they have the camaraderie with them. You know, they're able to open up to that child because that child knows what they've been through. So it's always nice to be around other Gold Star families just because we've walked down that same path.
Your kids are teenagers now. How are they doing now and adjusting to life as they get older and older?
They're doing well. I think my son had a harder time than my daughter for quite a few years. You know, he really needed his dad in his life. And, you know, there were pivotal points in his life where he just needed his dad there. You know, he can talk to mom, but there are some things that, you know, he doesn't want to talk to mom about. He wanted his dad there. But, you know, he's turning into a wonderful young man. You know, we're 2 weeks away from him graduating from high school. And it's bittersweet because, you know, I want his father there to see him walk across that stage. And it's going to be a beautiful day for my son. It's also going to be a hard day for the family because his dad isn't there. And, you know, it's once you're a Gold Star child, you know, this follows you through for the rest of your life. You know, I think down the road, you know, when my daughter is going to get married, she's not going to have her father there to walk her down the aisle. You know, I'm not going to be able to sit on a porch with my husband and, you know, tell stories to my grandchildren. So, you know, this isn't something that ends once, you know, the funeral is finished. This is something that follows these children through the rest of their lives.
Stephanie, what do you hope is the outcome of this attention that your husband, Sean, will be getting through this National Memorial Day concert, whether it's about his story in particular or the American Gold Star children in general?
I just hope that, you know, the nation realizes, you know, the sacrifice that these children have made by sacrificing their parent for freedom for this country. And I hope it brings awareness to teach others to educate what a Gold Star child is.
Stephanie, we thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your story. I know it can't be easy, and obviously we share in your grief with the tremendous sacrifice your husband made for our country. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Stephanie Dosti is the widow of Sean Dosti, who was killed in service to this country in Baghdad in 2005. And she is the mother of two Gold Star children who will be profiled at the National Memorial Day concert aired on PBS. That's Sunday, May 24th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.